For 5 months, Javier Flores has lived in the basement of Arch Street United Methodist Church in Center City, Philadelphia. Flores is in the United States illegally from Mexico, and the church offered him sanctuary in November, one day before he was scheduled to report to federal immigration authorities. WHYY's Katie Culinary recently followed up with Flores and has this report.
In some ways, Javier Flores' living space looks more like a college dorm room than a church basement. There's a mini fridge and a microwave and shelves full of cereal boxes and cans of tuna fish. But then you notice the narrow cot in the corner, the multicolored sippy cups, and the stacks of children's books, including a bilingual copy of The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
It's not right for a human being to be here, but I think it was the option we had. To be together with my family, with my sons. The oldest one, 5 years old, is here with me all the time.
Flores says Javier Jr. refuses to go to school, where he was getting help for the trauma he experienced while his father was in an immigrant detention center for 16 months. During that time, Flores's 13-year-old stepdaughter attempted suicide. At the urging of his lawyer, immigration officials released Flores for 90 days to help the children's mother with their three kids, who are all U.S. citizens. But the day he was slated to go back, he decided to do something immigrant advocates describe as the last resort, taking sanctuary. Flores says he knew the Arch Street United Methodist Church would be better than detention, but staying inside all the time is mentally taxing.
You have to psych yourself up for the situation, because the more you see people walking outside, the sun, like, you get more depressed. So staying here, reading or watching TV, it calms me.
Flores also spends time working around the church, painting or cleaning the bathrooms on Sundays after worship services. When Javier Jr. is there, they play together, running around the large hall in the basement just outside the makeshift bedroom. Mostly, Flores just feels sad.
When I see people outside and you're like one step from being able to go out, but then there is that fear of going out and that the immigration officers are right outside.
If he does go outside, the black monitor around his right ankle will alert federal immigration authorities. Though he still believes there is a chance he could come home. Flores has been deported to Mexico and returned to the U.S. three times. But his lawyer says he could qualify for a special U visa for crime victims who cooperate with law enforcement. In 2004, two men stabbed Flores with box cutters. He helped Bensalem police find the perpetrators, who eventually pleaded guilty to assault. The question is whether a judge will think the attack and the help he gave to local police outweigh the times he flouted American immigration law. On Thursday, it'll be 5 months since Flores took sanctuary. His U visa application is still pending. So he waits. Sometimes Flores says he dreams about buying a house and going back to his old job trimming trees.
I'm not doing well, but I have to keep fighting. I have to keep moving forward.
Hope, he says, is the last thing to die. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.